Amen. I tell you, as long as we got an honest heart and try to do something, God will bless it, won't it?
Yes, he will.
My, my, my. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 13. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Yes.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes that he may see.
Yes.
And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Yes.
And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha.
Yeah.
Thank you for standing tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Lord help us here for just a few moments tonight. I'd like to look at this passage of scripture. Amen. I want you to notice, you know, we've preached this a lot of ways. I might take a little different angle at it tonight. We mentioned earlier you can read the same one. You can preach the same old scriptures 15 times and have a different direction. Amen.
Right.
And but right here, I want you to notice the old seasoned man of God, if you will, and I want you to notice the young lad. Amen. He had some great characteristics. He got up early. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of young lads don't get up to about noon. Hallelujah. But this young lad got up early. I believe it just began to break day. Praise God. And he was up checking out, see what was going on. Amen. For the day. And the old prophet, amen, the old prophet Elisha and his servant here, amen, they lived together. Praise God. And they shared very much in common. But one thing that wasn't in common was this young lad got up and he saw the enemy. And he saw the horses and he saw the chariots. And he saw the enemy had them surrounded. And he really got in some kind of a way, became excited. He became fearful. He became perplexed. He began to panic. Amen. He rushed to his master frantically and said, what in the world, old man of God, are we going to do? Amen. I want you to notice two very opposite reactions, you know, if you will, to trouble and trials and to the devil, if you will. This was a form of the devil coming against God's man and God's people here. And there was two quite opposite reactions to face the enemy. Praise God.
Right.
The young lad got he got all upset, and all he could see was the enemy, and I believe he was breathing hard. I believe he was nervous. Amen. I believe it was like Michelle several times down through the last 24 years. And she said, I think I hear somebody in the house. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've got up in 24 years. Amen. Trying to find somebody in the house. Praise God.
Yeah.
So far, I ain't found nobody in there yet, Brother Shepard.
No.
Praise God. That's the way this man was. He was so upside down. Amen. Just look at all that's going on. Amen. You ever been there? Praise God. You get so upside down and so bum puzzled, all you can see is everything that's going wrong. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Amen. It's I guess the natural reaction to get first off, you know, I guess they call us fight or flight animals. Amen. When something startles us, we're ready to fight or we're ready to run. Praise God. And we're just regular old flesh and blood, ain't we?
Right.
Well, this young man, he hadn't been around as long as Elisha, that old seasoned man of God. And he saw the enemy, and right off the bat, he's ready to fight, you know? What are we going to do, man of God? Look out there. Amen. The enemy, praise God. The enemy had said, every time I'm going to make a move, amen, somebody's getting down in my chamber and telling my move to the enemy. Praise God. Well, they said, oh, no, no. There's not a rat, amen. There's not not somebody that's unloyal to you, King, but nobody's going telling the enemy your next move, but they said, there's a man of God down there. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. There's a man of God down there, and he's coming in the bed chamber. Praise God. When you're inside of there and you're plotting out the next move and how you're going to go against God and God's people, there's an old prophet down there. God's telling him what you're about to do. Amen. So here they get all upset and they get, we're going to go down there. We're going to surround the city. He's down there in Dothan. Amen. We're going to go down there. We're going to capture the old man of God. Amen. And we're going to do something about this problem. So that's what they do. They're not there to play patty cake. Amen. But I tell you, they're there for business. Amen. And here the enemy is. You don't roll in with chariots and horses just to take a look. Amen. They was coming for serious business. Hallelujah. And they's coming down there to do the old prophet and the old man of God some harm. And the young lad comes out early in the morning. His son just began to break, and he looks at me and says, hey man, what's going on? I see the enemy all around us, and he's breathing hard, and he's panicking, hey man, he's hyperventilating, and he goes down there to where Elisha is, and he says, what in the world are we going to do? And he said, what is that? Praise God. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? Tell me what the problem is. And he said, look out there. And when he looked, when the young man looks, all he can see is everything that he's looking at. All he can see is the enemy. All he can see is the horses and chariots of fire. He says, man, I feel the Lord here. Hope you see where I'm getting at here. I'm taking my time going slow here. And the old prophet said, is that all you see? And he prayed a simple prayer. And he said, look, he didn't say, Lord, calm the young lad down. God, his nerves are bad. Amen. Would you calm his nerves down? He didn't say, Lord, amen, help him to quit breathing so hard and quit being frantic. But he said, God, would you open the young lad's eyes? Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Sometimes we got to step back from the situation and say, God, would you open my eyes? Because right now, all I see is the enemy. Right now, all I see is everything the devil's doing against me. Right now, all I can see is how the devil's tearing me down, how the devil's coming against me. But that old season, man of God said, quit looking at that. And he said, Lord, would you open the young lad's eyes? And you know what happened? The blindfold was took off. Amen. And God opened his eyes and gave him a spiritual vision. Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to be mean here, but you get around these people that's all time frantic, and they're all time nervous, and they're all time upset. You can't be spiritual like that. Calm down and have a little faith. Calm down and trust the Lord. Amen. And you know what God did? He opened that young lad's eyes, and he saw what Elisha saw. He didn't see the horses and the chariots of fire, but he looked behind them, and he saw the angels, and he saw what God had. Amen. And what he had then, Brother Tommy, he saw what the old prophet saw. He said, they that be with us. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Great God in heaven. And if God be for us, who can be again? Let me tell you something. If there was only God standing there, yeah, they still had more. But I believe that valley was full of angels encamped around them. I come to tell somebody, I ain't gonna preach long. I want to get us in these altars. But you need to look greater. It's he that's within us than he that's within the world. Greater are they that be with us than that be with them. You don't need to, amen, take another look. You don't need to get all frantic and upset. You need to ask the Lord to take the blindfold off. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Yay, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yay, Lord.
Touch him, Lord.
Open our eyes.
Take the blindfold off.
Open our eyes.
Here's what I thought I'd tell you tonight.
Jesus. Jesus.
It ain't going to be long. Don't worry. I ain't going to preach long tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
I already preached 20 minutes a while ago.
Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Take the blindfold off.
Holy God.
And let God let you see what he sees.
That's it.
I feel the Lord.
You ever see these little puzzles, these little pictures, and it says, and you look at it, and this looks like fuzz?
Yeah.
You know, it don't look like nothing. And they'll say, look right in the middle, and just don't blink your eyes. But look right in the middle, and don't look away.
Yeah.
Look right in the middle, don't look up. Don't look, keep looking.
Yeah.
Amen. And then you see something in there.
Yeah, you do.
There was nothing, but then you see something. That's the way it is when we pray. That's the way it is when we have faith. We didn't see nothing. As a matter of fact, all we seen was the enemy. And all we seen was what the devil was going to do to us. And all we could see, amen, was the hand that the devil had one up on us. Great God, I feel like telling you, focus, amen. Great God, calm down, amen, and look again. Hallelujah. And I promise you, amen, I felt him tell me back here in that study just a few minutes ago. Tell somebody, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You gotta hang on to him. You gotta have faith. You gotta believe that God said, I stand with my people.
Yes, sir. Holy God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Elisha's servant does not stand alone as the only man that ever had to have his eyes open.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Remember that time that God opened the eyes of Hagar? In the book of Genesis, read it later. Genesis 21 and 19. But Hagar, you know the story. I don't have time to get into it. But Sarah made a bad mistake and told Abraham, she said, Abraham, I'm too old to have that promised son that God had promised you. In the case of God, don't ever make mistakes.
Right.
We think God made a mistake. We look at the situation and we say, God, you've messed up. Oh. Amen. Here Sarah was beyond, amen, the age of being able to even have a child. And God said, I'm going to give you the promised child. Amen. And in that child, said my promise being, amen, his seed will be like the stars in the heavens, like the sand on the seashore. Amen. Great God, he's going to have a lot of promise in him, and my hand's going to be on him. But Sarah, amen, in an act of faithlessness, she lost faith. She said, hey, or I'll tell you what you do. You go up there, and you have the promised child in a low place. Amen. In a low place. And Sarah pushed Hagar to try to fill in the gap. Let me tell you something. When we go to trying to help God, we make a mess out of stuff. When we go to trying to help God, I tell you, hey amen, I'm not being mean here, but Ishmael has been a thorn in Israel's side until today. He later said, I'm going to make a great nation out of him. And Ishmael is still a great nation. And the Arabs, they're still thriving. But I tell you, they've been a thorn in Israel's side ever since Sarah got out of the will of God and commanded Abraham to go in into Hagar. Amen.
You're right. You'll be
right. Well, Hagar had a child, and his name was Ishmael. And the Bible said the child was young. Amen. That child was young. And there was great tension now in the house of Abraham. And Sarah had saw her mistake, and she was mad, and she was upset, she was jealous. And she said, I tell you what you're going to do, Abraham. You're going to run her out of town. So here Hagar comes in with a little small child, and about said a young lad, just a small boy, probably 2 or 3 years old, just a little fella. And Abraham runs her off and says, get out of here, Hagar. And it was hot out there in that Arab desert, amen. It was hot out there. Amen. And she had drank all of her water. And the Bible said that she took the young lad and she put him under a bush. And she was trying to hide him from the sun. And she said, well, here we're going to die. Amen. And here she got over him, trying to spare her life and his. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. And you know what happened? She was all out of water. She was all out of the necessities of life. And God, the Bible said, opened Hagar's eyes. eyes. And he said, look, Hagar. And she looked, and there was a well of water. And she went over there, and she filled the jug. Woo! Man, I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody, God's filling the jug right now. Hey, man, I feel the Holy Ghost from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Hey, Lord, would you help me to help somebody in this house? You got to trust God. Hagar done did everything she could do. She put that boy under the bush. She hid him from the sun. They didn't have no water. And they were about to die.
Yes, God.
And God opened their eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy. Woo. Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
And the Bible said, Hagar, look, there was a well of water. And she filled the jug, and she gave the lad drink, and they lived to see another day.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, come to tell you tonight,
holy
God can fill the water jug. Hey, I ain't going to preach much longer here. What about Balaam in the book of Numbers? Balaam running away from God. Balaam on his donkey going away from God. And that donkey looks down that narrow path. And he, the Bible said, and he seen the angel of the Lord with his sword drawn. Amen. Here Balaam is. Amen. A rather smart guy, at least we think what he was. Amen. And here he's riding this donkey, and he's going away from the will of God. A lot of times, amen, when you're running away from God, you can't see God. And here he is, running away from God. God put an angel in the way with his sword in his hand, and he was going to slay Balaam right off that donkey. And that donkey stopped. Amen. Woo! I'm not telling you falsehoods. Some of you looking at me like you didn't even don't believe this. Well, look in the book of Numbers. Good God. Hey, Numbers. I'm talking 22 and 31. Hey, and you know what happened? Balaam smote that donkey, and he said, go. And that donkey went a little, and he stopped. And Balaam smote that donkey. And then finally, that donkey looked at Balaam. Woo! Amen. Hey, I'll tell you what the Bible said. And that donkey spoke to Balaam. And he said, why are you hitting me like this? That donkey said, have I not been your beast all these years? And everywhere you ever wanted to take, you ever wanted to go, I took you. I never veered to the right. I never veered to the left. Now I stop to save your life. And you smote me. And the Bible said, Balaam looked down the path. And the Bible said, and God opened his eyes. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. God opened somebody's eyes in this house tonight. Open his eyes. All they see is the horses and the chariots. Open somebody's eyes that they can see what you want them to see. Amen. So Balaam looks, the Bible said, God opened his eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Balaam looks, and he saw the angel with a sword in his hand.
Yes.
What about Cleopas? Luke chapter 24, verse 31. Amen. He was that man, those two men, they're on that road to Emmaus, and they were talking back and forth.
Yeah.
And they said, did not our hearts burn within us while he walked with us?
Yeah.
And while we spake with him? And there in verse 31, I think it was, 24 and 31, Luke, the Bible said, and God opened his eyes, and he saw it was Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Amen. Why don't you do this for me right now? Why don't you raise your hand and ask God? Amen. Close your eyes with me. I'm not charismatic. I'm old-fashioned holiness. But why don't you close your eyes with me right quick? Amen. I'm going to ask you, Lord, would you open the eyes of somebody? They've had their eyes on the wrong thing. Oh, they've had their eyes. Amen. And they couldn't see the angel of the Lord with his sword drawn. They had their eyes on the enemy that had them surrounded. And they couldn't see that greater be they than with us. They had their eyes so blind, they couldn't even tell they was walking with the Lord. Amen. The Bible said, and God opened the eyes. Amen. feel somebody in this house tonight. You need your eyes opened. You need God to take the blindfold off. And you can see it's the Christ. It's the Lord. He's with me. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Holy God.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Faith opens our eyes,
yes, Sister Shirley.
Yes, it does.
We can see the unseen, but faith gets a hold of us. But before we have faith, all we can see is the enemy.
That's it.
Before we have faith, we can't see the angel of the Lord with his head drawn. Yeah. Before we have faith, we can't see the Christ.
Yeah. Right.
You're right.
Faith opens up our eyes and allows us to see what God wants us to see.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith keeps us calm in the time of crisis. Amen. Faith holds us steady. Amen. He who has faith recognizes that the presence of God and that he is sufficient in all things.
Right, right.
Can anybody in this house tonight say amen? He and he alone is sufficient. Praise God.
Yes.
He knows he has a God bigger than his enemy. Hallelujah. Lord, he prayed, would you open the young lad's eyes? What was he saying? Take the blindfold off, unleash faith, and let him realize that he that's on our side is enough. Hey God, I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody, he that's on your side, he's enough. He'll take you through. Hey God, open his eyes and let him see.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Faith assures us we're safe in God.
Yes, it does.
He said, Brother Tommy, that nobody can pluck me,
Holy God,
out of the master's hand.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know who the strongest guy is in here tonight. We got a lot of strong guys. But I'd like the preacher to say, I get hold of that right there in my hand just right. It'd be hard for anybody in here to grab. Come up here and get that on my hand.
Right, right.
Pull on it, Grace. Try to get it out of my hand. I picked the smallest guy in here. If I want that, he can't get it. God said, no man can pluck you out of my hand.
Right.
I'm safe.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the hands of Jesus.
Holy God.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me pick on a bigger guy. I ain't going to give you much, Brother George. See if you can get it out of there. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, you got bigger bite than the devil's got on us. God said, if I got you in my hand, he can beat against you. And he can try. And he can huff and he can puff and he can bow. Amen. But if I got you in my hand, nobody can get you out.
Right.
I'm safe as long as I'm in the hands of Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost on a Thursday night.
Yes, the Lord.
I'm all sweaty. And I've been sweaty about 10 times a day. I didn't intend to get this worked up. But oh, I come to tell you, I said I believe I'm safe if I'm in his hands. Balaam was running away from God. And God had an angel. I don't think that angel had his sword drawn just there to get a picture. He was there to do business for God. Amen. But God opened up the eyes of the donkey and made a donkey to talk. And if God will do that for Balaam, hey, I believe he'll do greater for us. Hey, you gotta have faith. Lord, open my eyes and let me see what you have me to see. Amen.
Praise God.
God's protective forces surrounded them there in the book of Kings. Amen. And once God encircled the camp, there wasn't no devil in hell going to take that prophet out of there. Woo. Amen. I said there wasn't no devil in hell going to lay a hand on Elijah.
Amen.
Praise God in heaven. The disciples thought they were in danger of sinking. I've got this and I'm done. In the book of Luke,
yeah,
chapter number 8, starting at verse number 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. Who's he? Jesus. Jesus got tired at times too.
Yeah.
And Jesus fell asleep in the bow of that ship.
Right.
Woo. Amen. Oh. And there he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Let me tell you something. When the storms of life hit us, we always go to questioning, why? Why? Why this? Why me? Why? Why? Let me tell you something. We can't control the storm. Jesus was in the ship, and the storm still came. Amen. I'd like to tell you something tonight. If you're going to live in life, and you're going to live in this life, and you're going to serve God, storms are going to come. Amen. Troubles are going to come. Job said 14:1, man born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. In this life, you're going to have trouble.
Yes, God. Right. Holy Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master. Two times.
Yeah.
Anytime my kids ever say, Dad, Dad, they're upset. They're trying to get hold of Dad's attention.
Right.
Master, Master, we perish. They're crying with a loud voice. We're getting ready to die.
Right.
Yes, God.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew.
Thank you, Lord.
I felt like the Holy Ghost hit me back there when I was reading this earlier. I'll work it out for another time. But when he shows up, there is a calm. I'd like to preach that. There's a calm.
Praise you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
I feel him in his house tonight. I believe he wants to speak calm to somebody right here tonight. Amen. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Hey, I'd like to tell you something tonight. I'm glad they woke him up. I'm glad they have faith that he could stop the storm. But let me tell you something. Amen. That boat wasn't going to sink if he'd have stayed asleep.
That's right.
Because he'd already told them we're going to go to the other side.
Other side.
Woo! That's another sermon for another night. Where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water. They obey him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, anybody seen that last storm? I seen some pictures and short videos down here in Kentucky. Brother Todd, was it Todd Hignott? It was that brother. I know his name well, and it slipped my mind. He's down there, took that church down close to Bond, Anvil, Kentucky. I forget his name, but I know it just slipped my mind. But anyway, he said that when that tornado hit down there and it tore that part of Kentucky up, they said, man, did y'all have warning? Well, they said, they always say, oh, there's a chance of tornado tomorrow. Just like no doubt down in the mountains, we hear there's a tornado can hit tomorrow. When they ain't no tornado gonna hit us. Ain't never had one before, but that day a tornado got in the mountains.
Yeah.
And they said it come across their phone. There is a tornado in such and such area. And they said 19 seconds later, that family in his church, that tornado hit that, grabbed a hold of that house, Brother George, and picked it up and shook that house and flipped it upside, picked it up off its foundation, flipped it upside down, and there it lay, and everybody in that house lived.
Right.
You're talking about a storm, that'd be a storm to pick a house up.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. There ain't much that I know of that's any scarier than the storms and the wind and the rain. And water and wind can do a lot of damage.
Right.
That's right.
They were in a bad storm.
Yeah.
And the Bible said they woke him up and he spoke to the wind and said, stop.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
We was in a storm last night. Michelle got a wild idea. She wanted to go to Target late. Trying to find Hudson some pants or something. We got up there and I said, Michelle, this is a bad night to go to Target. But George, this rain so hard I could not see the road in front of me.
I mean, that's how hard it was raining. I got to getting worried, got to get a little scared myself. I don't see good in the dark, much less dark and rain. Bad storm. Jesus said, stop. I'm done preaching. And the Bible said there was a calm.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Now we're in this house.
Yes.
I'm in this house. I'm
thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I'm reminded of that verse, Brother Tommy, that said he'll never put on us more than we're able to bear.
Right.
When it gets to the point that we can't, that we won't be able to take it, but George Jesus puts a calm to it. Says stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Stop.
Yes, Lord.
Stop. And he speaks calmness to our soul. Oh, I feel God in this house.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand. Ask God to help us tonight, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, I felt the Holy Ghost just spoke calm in this house tonight.
Blessed is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yea, I say unto thee this night, I see you. Yea, I say I see the toiling, and I see the torture. Yea, I say unto thee this night, I'm going to speak of calmness, and you're going to see my hand move, saith God. Yea, I say, you'll see my hand, and there'll be no doubt that I have moved, and I have touched, and I have blessed. Yea, I say unto thee this night, I speak calmness to your soul, saith God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What we do now? We pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, then give an altar call. Come on, church, let's gather in this altar tonight. And let's let him speak of calmness to us. Let's gather in this altar tonight. Let's let him touch us.